You're listening to the OpenPaddock.net podcast. Motorsports commentary for fans by fans.
Show this week, although a bit time delayed, is Jeremy Salinas. Did I get that right, Jeremy?
Yes, you did.
All right, I can be taught. I'm learning. Jeremy is our SCCA reporter. Started with us just this year, and has already put up a really nice article about the upcoming solo season. And you get to do something very, very exciting here over the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Tell us about where you're going and what you get to do.
Well, over that weekend, I get to drive down to Adel, Georgia to take part in the first match tour of the upcoming season. And it's going to be something that's pretty exciting. It's the first one of the year. And what the match tour is it kind of involves a little bit of our normal solo day on day one. There's just a regular solo tour. So if you like, you know, just the laid back atmosphere, day one is definitely a little bit slower. And what happens on day two is they take the top 64 people and they put them in a what they call an Evo Challenge. And that puts two competitors that get paired together from each of those 64. And they get a timed run at the course. And whoever has the best result out of their packs, which is Professional Autocross Index. And that kind of is a piece that eliminates the car from the equation. It just takes on the driver perspective and how well they can drive. And
so matched up mano-a-mano, two cars going through what, mirror courses how's that arranged? Is it is there a crossover kind of like they have with the Race of Champions?
Nope. What it is there will be one setup course. One driver will get a shot at it, and the next driver will get a shot at it right after them.
Okay.
That way there's no difference in the course at all. It's not like Pro Solo where there's two courses. There's just one course set up for the whole day.
And so they run right after another, so there's no difference in temperatures or moisture or anything like that. You're not having one person run in the morning against a competitor that's going to run in the afternoon.
Right.
Okay, so this sounds like you're starting with 64 drivers matched up, paired up. Fastest driver moves on to the next round, so this is kind of like March Madness for cars.
Yep, definitely. I just looked a little while ago, and the event has 207 people registered right now, so the top 64 of those will actually make it to the second part of the event, which is the challenge. After day one, the top 32 people in the open classes will be automatically qualified for the challenge, and the top eight ladies of day one will be automatically qualified. And on day two, all the other people who haven't been qualified for the challenge yet will get two more runs, and the top 16 people will then be qualified for the challenge. And then after that, they're going to draw eight random names, and those names will also be put back into the challenge as well. So that will make for four different brackets, 16 people each, so it's a lot like March Madness. The final four people will win a cash prize, and then the person who wins overall wins even more.
Nice. Very nice. So what are you taking down there? Are you taking your new Mini, or do you have a different ride?
Well, the plan was to take my Mini, and then
the plan has changed
slightly. Yeah, over the last few days, I've been talking to a good friend of mine, Craig Wilcox, and we just might take his car down so he can run the event as well. He's going to be down in the Florida, northern Florida area, working that week, and wanted to know if I wanted to drive with him that weekend. And you can't really pass up driving a car that that's nationally competitive.
Well, I was going to say, for those who don't know who Craig Wilcox is, of course, those of us in the Kansas City region know very well, but for those outside, tell us how cool this is that you get to drive his car.
Yeah, it's definitely definitely a big plus for me to start out the season. I'm going to be driving his car with my tires, however, so I'll still be driving in my class.
Okay.
But Craig has won a few different national championships, and his car the last couple of years has been second in its class at nationals. But his is the one that I was basing my complete build off for my car. So before he bought the new colored Mini, which is pretty much the exact same thing he had before, just white instead of the dark silver that it was. I had originally bought the exact same car to start with that he had. His car was dark silver. Mine was dark silver. Both had the sport package and everything. And then I was just, you know, buying the pieces to make it exactly the same car that he had. So I was same prep level. So mine is almost there, but it's even better to jump into his car for the start of the season. So it looks like that's going to happen, and it should be even more fun.
So what class are you going to be running in?
I'm going to be running a D-stock car in the newer class. It's road tire, front wheel drive. So I'll be on a set of street tires, 140 tread wear. So not very friendly street tires, but at least as far as tire wear goes, they can wear out pretty quick. But yep, I'll be running a set of Toyo R1Rs in the road tire, front wheel drive.
Okay, so not certainly not the tires you want to be using on your daily driver, but not full R comps either. Still with proper tread and what people would recognize as a regular street tire, just a bit more sporty and grippy.
Yep. Yeah. If you got pulled over by the cops, they wouldn't take a second look at your tires. They look like your average street tire.
So tell us more about this PAX, this Professional Autocross Index. How do they arrive at this, and how does it work during an event? I mean, here I am in a little Ford Focus, and you know, I'm at the same event as someone in a Cayman S, or Al Herman's Cujo, this mad Mustang Cobra that he has. How does it arrange that you can compare my times with theirs?
Well, what it does is it looks at all the different classes on a national basis over the past few years, and it takes how well the top guys in the class have run against each other. And on a minute course, say the Cayman S, you said, should run, you know, this set of time. What it does is it says that you and your Ford Focus should run, you know, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 seconds slower than that. So it gives it a multiplier on your time that will even you out compared to the other driver. So we'll take the car and completely eliminate it from the equation as best that it can, and it just matches the drivers up against each other.
So that each class has its own time multiplier. You take your time, you multiply it by the packs. And in that way, you flatten the field for everyone, regardless of what they're driving. And so you're really comparing your time, basically, against the capability of the national champions over the past few years then, right?
Yep, that's pretty much it. You're taking your time based off of just how well the others can do in the same event.
Nice. So that means that at the solo events, including the match tour, you can compete in any class and really have a chance of success. You could bring a nice H-stock car like the Focus, or an E-stock like a Miata, and be competitive with the Index with someone who's bringing a more sophisticated, a more prepared car than what you have. So I guess what I'm getting at is that it helps to ease the price of entry for solo racing.
Yeah, a little bit. It I think these events are going to be pretty popular, just based off of everybody's looking to get one of those 64 top people to start with. And then from there, if you can get into one of those, it's, you know, run everything that you got at each next run that you're going to get paired up against somebody and just see where you can come out.
So is this something that you're going to be doing over the entire year, or is this just a one-off for you?
Well, I'm definitely going to try and get to a few different ones over the year. I don't believe I'll probably be able to make every one, just based off of the distance of some of them. I know the first one is, you know, 15 hours away from me, but there's nothing else going on that weekend, so I can justify driving that far. But once the season starts to get into full swing, then there's going to be events a little bit closer to home and other ones that I want to run for the full season. So
where else are they going to be having these? The first one, that, as you said, is down at the down in Georgia at the South Georgia Motorsports Park. But where are the others?
Well, the others range, I mean, across the country, from the East Coast over the West Coast. Let me pull up the exact locations here in my notes. They range from Indiana, Texas, Colorado, up to Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Arkansas, and Utah. So it's a fairly wide range.
So pretty much no matter where you are in the country, there's going to be an event somewhere near you.
Yep. First one is March 16th and 17th, just coming up here. And the last one is going to be the 26th and 27th of October. So between that time, there's definitely going to be something somewhere close to everybody.
Well, for those of us who maybe can't drive to all the match tours, or perhaps aren't confident enough in our cars and our abilities to go to a large event like that, you can certainly get involved in smaller events, more local events. And of course, we're both here in the Kansas City region, and our local solo season is coming up real soon. How are things coming along for the season's preparations?
Well, it looks like, as far as our schedule goes, we have the date set in place, and that makes me real happy because I love to know exactly what we're going to be doing. That way I can get my schedule set up. So over the next, you know, couple of weeks, I'll get a big, massive list put up of probably the 20 or 25 events that I will be going to this year. But as far as our local schedule goes for the Kansas City region, we're going to be kicking things off on April 6th is our annual test and tune day for everybody to come and knock off the rust from last year and this off season. And what the test and tune really is just you come out. It's kind of a little bit more of a laid back event, not necessarily any major structure going on as far as classes. It's a you come, you work your portion of the event, and for the other portion, you can run as many times as you want, as long as your car can handle it and you have the time and the gas and the tires to get it done. And then we have April 7th, the day after that will be our first event, and the weekend after that, we're getting things started off. So we got a doubleheader starting off in the first two weekends of April. We have the 13th is going to be our first rookie school. So for all the people who are a little bit newer, we can come and put on a school. And then April 14th, right after that, we have the second event of the year.
You know, my first experience in solo racing happened as a competitor, happened last fall at the rookie school. And I have to say, that was a fantastic experience. And it was amazing how much you can learn in such a short amount of time, and you get a lot of seat time during these schools. So anyone who's thinking about doing solo racing or has been doing solo racing and wants to improve, I really, really encourage you to sign up for one of these schools. There will be 29 seats available, right? I say 29.
Yep, I believe
I'm going to have one of them.
That's what I thought. Yep, I believe we have about 30 spots open for the competitors, and I think we're down to 28 now. Because I know as soon as they open that one, I have one person who's going to be getting registered. That's going to be racing with me this year, so that's going to be pretty exciting. Nice. But it's definitely a lot more runs than a normal event. There's a little bit of a, you know, classroom prep type piece to get started in the morning. Then we actually get down to the nitty gritty and start breaking down the different pieces of autocross for the newer guys and the less inexperienced. That way they can, you know, just get to see exactly what it is we're trying to put together. Whereas if we were just trying to, you know, sit along and ride with them during a regular event, we wouldn't be able to give them as much thought pieces or tips and pointers.
Yeah.
So definitely, there's probably a good at least 3 autocross events that you'll be able to put into one school.
Yeah, I was really pleased with the fact that you have about 3 students per instructor. And so you get a lot of one-on-one time with your instructor. You're not just one of 20 people listening to one guy in a classroom environment. Your instructor rides along with you and gives you feedback over several runs. And I tell you what helped me the most wasn't the conversations in the car. It was the conversations outside of the car after a run, and especially during the course walk. It's really amazing how important doing that course walk is, and there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And I noticed immediately that I was kind of going at it kind of in the wrong way. You know, I wasn't thinking about the course walk right. And Dan Wheeler. But I'm sorry, Nate Green was my instructor that day, and he got me set straight. So I really encourage people to sign up for the solo event or the solo schools. They're really amazing. But we're not done for for April. We've got four events already in the first 2 weeks in April. We've got the Tess and Toon, the first event, the solo school, and then the second event. But then
yep.
The end of April, we get another treat.
We do. The end of April, it was just rearranged for us, and we are going to be getting the first mid-div event of the year. So if you don't know what a mid-div event is, it's the Midwest Division, so not just the Kansas City region, but all the regions who are in the Midwest Division get together, and we put on a 2-day event. So there will be 2 different sets of runs, first day, second day, and your best run of the first day and your best run of the second day will be combined for your overall time for the event. So on day one, the event can't necessarily be won, but it can definitely be lost or put into a little bit of a hardship and have a lot of time for you to make up on day two. But that is, it's a little bit more structured, definitely for sure, kind of you run by class, so everybody in your class is going to be all running at the same time. That way, it's definitely fair for everybody. Nobody has any problems. If there's any weather or inclement conditions, everybody in the same class gets those.
Nice, nice. So that day one is kind of like lap one in a circuit race. You're not going to win it that day, but you can sure bin it.
Yes, you definitely can. Yep.
So the rest of the season is looking pretty good, or are we at MCC, or is there any thoughts of other venues?
Well, it looks like MCC is going to be the majority of the events that we have. We do have a 2-day separate pair of events that we're going to be partnering together with the Kansas region, and those are going to be at Heartland Park in Topeka. So we'll be driving down there about 40 minutes away or so, depending on where you live in Kansas City. And that's going to be June 1st and 2nd. And that is our 4th and 5th events of the year. I know there was a little bit of talk in the offseason about us getting a couple of different places. And we're still diving in and looking at those. But nothing is set and on the books just yet. We'll be at MCC. We'll be down at Heartland Park. And we also have a couple of other great events that we're going to be putting on throughout the season. We have another solo school later on in the year. And we also have May 11th is going to be a street survival school for people who are interested in learning a little bit about things that you're going to need to know while you're out on the actual road, not one of our events.
You know, I saw that I saw tidbits about that event last year, and it looked really, really intriguing. And we'll have to have Mark Hill does that. Is that right? Or Mike Hill?
Mike Hill does that, and he's definitely the one who has a ton more information about that. But I instructed at that last year, and instructing at both the rookie schools, our solo school, and the Street Survival School. I'm not sure which one I like to instruct at more, just because the solo schools, we're going as fast as we can and having a ton of fun. But at the Street Survival Schools, it's great to see a person who may be a little more timid or not as experienced of an on-road driver. And at the end of the day, they're taking the instruction that we're giving them, and you actually see it come full circle, and they're actually getting that light bulb to click and just figure out the pieces that we're trying to give them to help them when they're on the street.
You know, I've always thought one of the things that really makes for a safe driver is a confident driver. And of course that only comes with seat time and success. And so even thinking about street survival, you know, having confidence that you're going to be able to handle anything that comes at you, I think overall makes you a better driver. We got to have Mike Hill on the show sometime before May to talk about that. I think it would be really nice to hear some of his insight and input.
For sure. Yep. I know the person who I instructed at Street Survival last year. The beginning of the day, she was probably one of the most timid drivers I've ever seen, and by the end, she was definitely more confident, for sure. 16, she was. I think she had her license for about 2.5 weeks or so, and it was a lot of fun.
Nice. Well, Jeremy, best of luck to you down in Georgia. I presume you're bringing some video equipment, and we'll have a camera with you. You can bring back not just a report, but also some imagery for us.
Definitely. I will have a nice little point-and-shoot camera with me. I'm going to also have the GoPro for some in-car footage and some course footage for us. And it should be a good time.
Nice. Well, best of luck, sir, and look forward to hearing how it went.
Thank you. Look forward to definitely some report on that.